Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Hey, it's good Monday. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central Sports. Paula Bovin is going to be with us today. News and notes, AZ Central Sports columnist. Today's my birthday, so we have a very loose show. On top of that, it's National Margarita Day. I didn't know till about an hour ago when I started getting these text messages. Eric, did you know today's National Margarita Day?
I was aware of that, yes. I found out about 10 minutes after I found out it was your birthday. So, happy birthday. So, we're going to spend your birthday together working.
This isn't work. What are you talking about? There are people that are slaving right now. They're at a desk job. They
slaving?
Hate what they do. They're
awfully
slaving.
Strong word.
When you drive to work, and if you call this work, when I make my drive, it's a real short commute, you know, for me. It's from here to Tucson. And I see guys that are out there roofing houses in June. That's work.
Repaving our beautiful freeways.
Repaving
and
our
streets.
Freeways so I don't take two more rocks off my truck's windshield. That's work. I mean, we all have our own job. Do you consider this work? I mean, I know you're away from home. You'd rather be with the dogs and your bride. I get it. I mean, your bride is much
better. Oh, when I tell people, when my wife asks, when are you working Monday? It sort of implies that I am going to work.
Well, you're just going to a place. Anyways, work's a very strong word. I think this hour might just be an hour where I just do a whole bunch of random stuff other than sports. Doesn't mean you guys should tune out because I'll do the sports stuff. But I was at a conference this weekend. I was telling Eric about this. It was a men's conference. And Jep from Duck Dynasty, one of the Duck Dynasty guys spoke. And you guys are looking at me like, there's no way that you're a Duck Dynasty guy. I'm not, really. I think the show's pretty entertaining. But he spoke and then some guys spoke. And I don't know about you guys, but every now and then when we're doing this through the course of a year, I think it's good just to get away and unplug from this. Like if you guys go out and you do your thing on the weekends and I try to do my thing, there's never really a weekend. When you work in sports, you're working weekends. Sports happens on the weekends. So for us, it's like a 7-day deal here. You know, and sometimes you get worn out. Eric got run into the ground on Friday. Eric and I went out. We were at, we started out at Salt River Fields. We ended up in Surprise, and we went to Goodyear. Then we went to a golf course. We're putting together a TV show that I should have shot that over to you. Do you have the open for the TV show? You don't have it anywhere? It's on my Facebook page if you want to grab it. So we're launching this TV show for baseball as part of the Sports 360 AZ brand. It's news to a lot of people because even the staff here, we're doing too much right now. It's great. I'm speaking at Phoenix Startup Week tomorrow about this, about all the different things that we're doing. And it's like it just can't stop. There's people coming at us from all different directions that want to get involved after banging through on this. I was talking to a couple of radio station executives last week about some radio stuff and all that. It's not the right time yet, and it may never be the right time. But the point of this rant is, it was a weekend where, when you call it work, I come in here every day so pumped, psyched, geeked to do this thing. Some days I'm worn out. Eric tells me he can tell within, 10 seconds if I'm wiped out, if I'm just not even here?
Yeah, within the first minute I see you.
So, when we were starting this 3.5 years ago, or 4.5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, I'd come in many days like, what am I doing? But as time has gone on, and I've not really shared much on this front, and I'm planning to do tomorrow at Startup Week, I'm going to look at these guys. They're going to start. Everybody wants to start a business, right? So 90% of the people that do startups, they're out in year one. They don't make it. 90%. And the 10% that stick with it through year one, 90% of that 10% are gone in year two. So the chances are really good of failure. And yet here we are in year four. I even lose track of my years on this. Year four, four and a half. We're going to the combine this week. I'll be in Indianapolis tomorrow night through Thursday night. And we're launching a baseball show this week on top of the football show that we're already doing, on top of this show that we're already doing, on top of the website that we're already doing. There's nothing wrong with all that. I'm not complaining. It's just, does it work? You know, there is the business side of sports. So yeah, you got to make the numbers work. But like today, Eric and I are sitting here talking about, should we go to this lunch that ASU is putting on at noon? I said we'd be there, but things change. Things become more important. This afternoon, I'm going to be sitting at the Biltmore across from at least, every manager and general manager in the Cactus League and the commissioner of baseball, I'm going to be sitting across from today. I'm very much looking forward to it. So, you know, you just don't take a day off because it's another year on the cake. You just don't. You get after it. And you stick with it. It's great to get people that acknowledge that it's your day. But more importantly, it's got to be instilled in the staff that it's National Margarita Day. So from here forward, we have to have a blender here. Jared, do we have a blender sound or anything? Can we put a blender together? Is there, you know, let's celebrate this a little bit.
It's good to know on your birthday that you haven't planned much ahead. It's like, hey, can we get this? Hey, can we do that? I've been here since 8:30 and you've given me nothing to do. And then the show starts. It's like, hey, can we bring this up? Hey, I need stills of this. Hey, I need...
How's this
You're
work?
In birthday mode. It's good.
You like this?
No.
I could be like this every day.
You know, I'm kind of organized and I'm
kind of
pretty much type
kind
A.
Of. Oh my gosh, the flight is going to be delayed by 3 minutes. What are we going to do? Somebody's going to take my seat. The Pac-12 tournament's in 2 weeks. Are we going or not?
If I don't worry, who will?
That's true. Well, look what worrying's done to me. Actually, what I was telling somebody today, one of my best friends in life, we've been texting back and forth this morning. He's in Italy. He's in the services. He's in the service. I'll leave it at that. And I said, here's the funny thing. As you get older, your hair leaves the top of your head and goes to your back and then your butt. I don't get how that goes. He's all TMI. You didn't put that on Facebook, did you? No, but I just put on my show. I don't care. 51. It's the way it works. You guys think it's funny? Wait till you're not 30 anymore and you becomes 40 and 50. And then you're like, I remember that dude, Sesmat, said this. All right. Do you want me to get over to sports now or do you want to do the show open for baseball? You tell me which way you want to go. I can do the sports thing here. Or do you want me to save the good stuff for Paula?
Yeah, we don't have the show open yet. So.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let me start with the Suns then. How about that? So we weren't here on Friday. We were out shooting some stuff, and that's what we do. There's times where I just say, you know what, let's just take a day off. But it's not really a day off. Let's go work on some show ideas that we have. And I've been writing shows. And look, guys, if you've got ideas for shows, shoot them to me. Shoot them to me. Brad at sports360az.com. Because I'm in show growth mode. Most media, when it comes to sports, is in cutback or eliminate or pretend like you really care when you don't. Wear your employees down, take away their resources, marginalize them, run them into the ground. That's what goes on in most media, but that's not how we are here. So if you have show ideas or content ideas, and some of you started shooting them over to me, it's great. Brad at sports360az.com. So the Suns, they trade Markieff. Eric and I made this decision on Thursday that if the Markieff trade seems really, really important, then we'll come in on Friday. If not, we're going to go shoot stuff and let's go work on some creative stuff because we had Goody. We had a really good show Thursday. So we heard that they traded Markieff. I was in here with some national sponsors that flew in. And I'm talking to them, and I get a little text from some of my friends. Hey, they finally traded Keefe. What do you think? And so they trade him for a bag of rocks, essentially. And Chris Humphreys, when I have to use the word Kardashian alongside of Chris Humphreys, it's fine. It's fine. I noticed that Paula wrote over the weekend. She's taken my position on this. We've had this position for about a month and a half now of please lose. Losing is a good thing. So the Suns ended up, you know, just looking awful again. Now they really do look like one of the top three worst teams in the NBA. When I'm watching them play, it's slowly gotten, you know, Bledsoe and Knight, and they're around 500. The last time they won a game, they lost again yesterday to the Spurs. And the Spurs, if you look at the box score, they barely played their guys. It's great. This is terrific what's going on here right now. The only way it gets bad is if the Suns somehow stumble into a win or two along the way. But remember when they were 500 back in November? I think the last time the Suns won a game would be before the Cardinals played the Packers. It's been 11 games. We should look that up. I mean, I could look that up, I suppose. But they've not won a game in a long time, and I'm good with that. I don't know about all you out there. I'm good with that. So they play the Clippers tonight, and every game that they lose is closer to achieving the ultimate goal. Like, Philadelphia's playing better. I don't know if Philadelphia's going to catch up, if Philly's going to catch up to the Suns in the win margin. It'd be nice if the Suns played Philly again, because they already found a way to lose to them twice, which, by the way, they still had most of their key players. That's the funny part of this. Like, the wheels came off well before Bledsoe got injured and Brandon Knight. Like, the chemistry of this team, if those two were still healthy, what would they have? 5 more wins? 10 more wins? I don't see that. So the whole thing was mismanaged from the beginning. The whole thing you put it together was mismanaged from the beginning. Markieff gets out of here, and Marcin Gortat talked about what having a tough guy like Markieff is going to be great for them. I don't see any way short of Markieff Morris becoming an all-NBA selection that I'm going to ever look back and say fond things about having Markieff Morris here. He's been here. He's now been gone 2 games, and there's nothing that's changed. They're going to keep losing. And it's helped the Suns. I mean, it really has. I'm very pleased with where they are. On the other side, we're going to talk about the combine. In all seriousness, I know I'm all over the place today, but it's fine. When it's your birthday, you be all over the place. Oh, you have the open? Well, let's show this open first. You can just put it. No, go ahead and put it up full. This is something that's going to debut this Friday, and I'll tell you where it's going to show. Go. Well, I like that. Joe Pashley put that together. If you guys need somebody to do good work for you, do we recommend Joe or not? Should we throw him out there? I think we should. You know Joe well enough. Do you want to give him a character reference?
Yeah, I'd say go ahead and use Pashley Creative.
Oh, you even gave the name of the company?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
I mean, it is his company, just like Sports 360AZ is your company.
I was not going to put my name on anything, and I started when we started this, we were pros to preps when I first made the move. And when I was at Channel 3 and I was looking around at just how silly and ridiculous it had become in terms of media and sports, and, you know, they want to make it look like they're trying and they're not. They're just not. And so I got out of there and we did Pros to Preps. And I had some people then that said, why aren't you putting your name on it? Why aren't you putting your name on it? Well, I'm just not wired that way. I don't need to see my name around at places. But as I've grown in doing this as a businessman and just seeing people around town and outside of Arizona, I felt like I had to throw the name on there. So, you know, that's where that is. If you're like, why are you putting your name on a football show and a baseball show? Well, guess what? I may put it on about 5 other shows now that I'm looking at. That baseball show open you just saw. So this baseball show is going to show not just here on Fox Sports Arizona. It's going to show on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Fox Sports Midwest, Fox Sports Southwest, Fox Sports San Diego, Fox Sports Ohio. They're all picking the show up. And I haven't even done the show yet. Like, we're still putting the show together. We don't have, it's not like I said, here's a demo. No, they're all picking it up. It's pretty cool. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. The ending of the Daytona 500 and the combine on my mind straight ahead, then Paula. We're going to be at the combine starting tomorrow night. Paula's going to sit in here on Wednesday and Thursday. And I'm going to Skype on in with her. Bruce Arians and Steve Keim are going to talk on Wednesday back in Indianapolis. We go to the Combine every year. We've done that since day one of this. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Football TV show will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Baseball TV show will start Friday, run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for 6 weeks. So at the Combine, Eric has been every year, and every year he comes back and he says, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go. I've never done the Combine myself. I've interviewed people through the years at Indianapolis. They actually had a regional Combine here on Saturday. I heard Berkovici was going to throw at it and some of the players that aren't going to be drafted. Here's the thing on the Combine. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going just to seeing something different because you see the same stuff over and over and over, and after a while you're kind of glazed by it. You get that there's not much there. I'll probably have more fun reconnecting with agents and people I've just been texting or talking to through the years I haven't seen in person in a while, and see Peter back there. It'll be good to see him and Clark Judge and Rick Gosling and, you know, all these regulars. Kent's going to be back there. I'll spend some time with him and some of the Cardinal beat guys. But the Combine, just if you just look at the Super Bowl guys, so half of the roster of the Super Bowl, I misspoke on this last week when I said they were undrafted. They were drafted below the fourth round or not drafted at all. Half, okay? Below the fourth round or not drafted at all. So they put on this dog and pony show, which is really the start of the NFL calendar. Like next week, is Peyton Manning going to get cut? When I see that ESPN is leading day with Peyton Manning going to get cut or not, that means there's nothing going on. And so when you see that going on and you know that is what the big overriding story is, if Peyton Manning is going to stay with the Broncos or not. I kind of hope he wants to keep playing and goes and plays for the Rams next year in LA. First of all, he'd make gobs of money, like unbelievable amounts of money if he decided to play next year. That's the first thing. The second thing is it would be good for the Cardinals because I think they just beat the tar out of him. Selfishly, that's part of it for me. The other side is he should retire, and I don't think that that's that big of a story in all honesty. But you're going to drive and feed the beast here over the next, 2 months. Leading up to the draft. Believe it or not, the NFL draft is just about 9 weeks away, and it's in Chicago this year. So at the Combine, we don't get access to see the players in person run. We get access to the players. They will bring them in. It's unannounced. There is no real time. I could be sitting there on the air with Eric and Paula on Wednesday and say, I got to dive out because somebody, am I saying this correctly? I mean, as you've
explained, yeah,
I've been
absolutely.
In that space before.
Absolutely. There's going to be three or four different podiums and a whole bunch of tables.
Yeah.
And you're going to have multiple players and coaches speaking simultaneously. And they have one overhead speaker where they say,
DJ Foster, table four, Arizona State. DJ Foster, table four, Arizona State.
And if you miss that, if you miss the announcement,
you're done.
You'll probably see DJ Foster being escorted out behind the curtain, as they call it, down to the field where they go through drills, and well, that's it.
And you missed him.
And you missed him.
And you
will not get another chance to speak to him. So you kind of have to be on your toes.
But here's my thing on that. So there are people that can help you there. Agents. If you know the agents, you can arrange to go meet somebody in the lobby. I've already reached out to some agents. Like Steinberg's going to be there, and he's going to be showing off his quarterback, Paxton Lynch, and that's fine. I would like to see him. And I really like how Lee has reinvented himself, and he bottomed out. He found his life was in a bottle, and he did the Jerry Maguire movie. And I remember doing an interview with Lee Steinberg. This was I was still over at KTAR, and he was just belligerent and a bad guy. And he and I had hosted shows together in San Diego. I was like, who is this person? I didn't know that he was struggling with some demons. And now we've had him on a lot because he straightened out. We've talked, cleared the air and all that, and moved on. Life's too short to not do that. So, you know, at the Combine, I think on the Cardinals end of things, when you're drafting that late, the interest for fans has got to be the local players, like Scooby Wright at U of A. They'll bring him in. And then it's the quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks, because the Cardinals, I do think, are one of those teams that is going to be looking at, let's get deeper at that position. Let's figure this out once and for all. Let's find the eventual replacement. Unless Bruce is one of those guys that says, you know, I can go find Carson Palmer somewhere else. Like, we didn't think Kurt Warner would come off the scrap heap, a term that he hates, but it's true, and come here and do what he did. And that the Cardinals could trade a bag of rocks to the Raiders and Carson Palmer would come here and do as well as he's done. The philosophy may be, for the Cardinals end of things, maybe. When you have guys like Tom Moore, who's been around longer than long, and Bruce, their philosophy may be, we are in a business where it's so results-oriented, we cannot afford to take the time to develop a quarterback. Thus, we are just going to find that free agent who's out there or try to make a trade for a guy who's in a tough situation. Most quarterbacks don't start where they finish. Don't finish where they start. Most of them don't. I'll throw an example at you. Matt Ryan is down in Atlanta. Has he hit his ceiling as of yet? Ryan Tannehill in Miami, has he hit his ceiling? Is he a coach killer? Is he going to run another coach out down there after 3 years? Some of the comments the Dolphins owner made over the weekend were just crazy. Guys are going to hit that spot where they're going to have the ability to be a free agent. A guy like Colin Kaepernick, nobody's even talking about now. Can his career even be resuscitated? Guy like Alex Smith was going to rust away and turn into nothing in San Francisco, and now he's in Kansas City. My point is, if you're the Cardinals, maybe you don't even need to look at quarterback. Maybe you go just draft linemen on both sides of the football, because it's not a great year for receivers. I think they're pretty deep there. I don't know if you're going to find a running back that high. They took one last year, and it turned out to be gold for them. This seems to me to be a year for the Cardinals where continue to build the depth. Look at what Seattle has done, where they've just had this monster group in front of Russell Wilson and when Marshawn Lynch was in his prime and all that. So I don't get too high or too low off of a 40 time anymore, because last year, for everybody hyperventilating about who the top running back was going to be, David Johnson ended up being one of the top rookie running backs in the NFL, and most of you had never even heard of him. It's more fun to find that, who is that John Brown this year? I think. Who is that J.J. Nelson this year? We have a great football organization here right now. A lot of years it wasn't great. It was crapola, and I'd say it was crapola. We have very capable people in the front office here. So, and I know Steve Keim well enough. I've heard him speak. We're on the same line on a lot of fronts in terms of life. And if you're not humble, if you don't start with the word humble, then you're not going to be an Arizona Cardinal. You know, look at Carson Palmer. Look at how he goes about his business. Look at Larry Fitzgerald and how he goes about his business. Look at Calais Campbell and how he goes about his business. Look at Tyrann Mathieu. Would you say any of those guys come across as me and I?
Nope.
So the background of this team, John Brown is not a me or I guy. J.J. Nelson was not a me or I guy.
And they're all buying in. It's not just some. It's all. They all see the vision. They all trust, like, and fear Bruce Arians, which is the perfect storm if you're an NFL head coach.
Sure, but when Bruce tells us about the, you know, when he goes into a meeting, the first question he asks a guy, because they get 15 minutes. There's 110 guys that they're going to interview, okay? 110 guys. First question Bruce Arians asks them, when was the last time you smoked weed? Now, you're going to find out real quick if somebody's going to be on the same page as you are in a hurry and how quickly they're going to try to BS their way through the interview. I would love to see some of the guys. Well, I just happen to be in the same place where the smoke. You know, I think that's great. So what I'm leading up to on all this is I'm looking for more of the backstory. The front story is Jared Goff's going to be a great quarterback, and everybody would like to have Jared Goff. Got it. That's pretty simple. Mock drafts, Jared Goff to the 49ers. Gee, simple. Not brain surgery. Not heavy lifting at all. But, again, half of the guys in the Super Bowl rosters were either fourth round or later drafted or undrafted. So this event is not as important as it may seem on the surface. You know, I'll go back there. I may never go back. I may come back and say, Eric, it was a bleep show. You know, I might.
It is a bleep show, by the way.
Well, that's good. I like those. There's nothing better than bleep. Hey, so I I want to thank you guys for watching, and Paula's on the other side. Today is my birthday. I'm 51. One of my best friends in life is watching from Italy right now. He just texted me that he's watching. So, Danny, love you. I need to see you. Come back.
Giving you the inside slant on the weekend's biggest stories. It's time for News and Notes with AZ Central sports columnist Paula Bovin. Here again, Brad Sesmat.
Paula Bovin, my friend, AZ Central sports columnist, and all-around good person. She unfortunately jinxed Ben Simmons. She wrote a column that Ben Simmons should be the target of the Suns. Ben Simmons was benched promptly on Saturday. Didn't start, at least. I'm glad to see you've come over to the dark side on that one, where the Suns just keep losing. Like, every loss is a win. That's what you wrote. That's what you believe. I'm not putting words in your mouth, correct?
No. And let me clarify, though, because I got all kinds of crazy emails from people saying that they should tank the season. That is not what I'm saying. I think they should play hard. I think fans should just hope that they lose and root that they lose.
No.
No, what?
What are you talking about? You want them to play hard?
Yes, I do not believe in teams not playing hard or tanking. I think that's ridiculous. I just hope they lose. That's my theory.
Well, but okay. So all you have to do is watch the five that they're putting out on the floor now. They're going to lose most every game.
But I agree.
But I don't want Chris Humphreys to go get 20 rebounds. I don't.
I know you don't. And I think, I'm sure fans don't either. All I'm saying is it goes against my philosophy as a sports fan to want a team not to play hard. So I want them to play hard. I just know that what they're putting out there is probably not going to beat many teams. So I thought the Spurs game was an excellent example of how things can work out. I thought they played hard. They were competitive, but they didn't win the game, and that's good for them. And
no, I agree with you on that. We're on the same. I'm giving you a hard time on this. I don't want to see Devin Booker play 38 minutes because that gives them a better chance of winning. Does that make sense? I'd rather Devin Booker go play 25 minutes a game. We don't want to run you into the wall that you run into as in your first year in the NBA. But we don't want you out there to try to win games.
Well, I just don't think you have those conversations as a coach and a player.
No, you don't. You just have them in your head.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
In your head, it's, I got to conserve minutes here. I want to make sure that we lose. Okay, so you don't want to call it Tankapalooza or the sun setting or any of that stuff. I get it. How can people be confused by what you wrote? It was pretty straightforward. Please lose. That's all you're asking for.
You know how people read like a headline or a sentence and then they make their determination. It just happens. And the reason I've really come around is I had a conversation last week with someone I've known for over 20 years who works in the Western Conference. He's an executive on one of the
teams. Oh, I know who it is.
Okay. No, you keep it quiet
just
if
kidding.
You do.
Just kidding.
And he told me that Simmons would be their number three guy on the team right now. And this is a guy, this isn't just a fanboy talking. This is a guy who analyzes players, who has a pretty darn good team right now in the league. And saying Simmons would be number three, and I know there's this trend right now. I've been reading people, does Simmons have the heart, to make it in the NBA for a long time, this and that. I don't buy that. I just think he's the real deal. And, even if the Suns have the worst record, there's no sure thing that they'd land him because of the stupid lottery. But at least there's a chance, better chance.
Talking with Paula Bovin, how's Robert Sarver handle it when you write something like that? Do you hear from him?
I did not hear from him this time. I heard from him in one of my last columns, the one where I wrote about Hornacek and thought Hornacek was a scapegoat. Robert called me at home, but we had a very nice discussion. But, I wasn't telling the team to tank, so I don't know if he would have had a real problem with the column. I mean, privately, I'm sure there's people over there, too, that want him to lose. It would enhance their draft chances. They're not going anywhere this season, so... they'll never say it publicly, but I would imagine there's some people over there that share that sentiment.
Who's the owner that has called you at home or on your cell that you just can't seem to connect with? Can you share that, or would you rather not?
No.
Here in town.
I think that it was Robert for a while, but I've come around because I've had more conversations with him and have sort of seen both sides of him, and he called, and he was very nice when he called me about a week or two ago to a couple weeks ago to debate my Hornacek column. He said, I respect your writing, I respect you, but I think you're dead wrong, and here's why, you know? Mm. And that's all I ask. If someone wants to be angry with something I write, I don't mind, and I don't mind calling me at home. But so that was one. Jerry's always, in the past, was always really easy, Colangelo, to deal with, and he would get maybe mad about stuff, but you could always have a respectful conversation with him, so... I haven't had too many that I haven't connected with. And a lot of times the owners don't call you. They have somebody else call for them.
Is it just me or has Lon Babbie dropped out of sight?
He has. Yeah, he has. And I ran into Lon at a game not too long ago, and he kind of said sort of the same thing. He says, yeah, I'm here, but I'm really not here kind of thing. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think it's pretty clear that there's not much of a role for him there anymore.
He's still cashing a check, though. I guess I'm just looking for the Lon is no longer with the organization because you know my stance on him. Nice enough guy. I've only talked to him a couple times. Seems nice enough, but please, this is Jeff Morad times two, another former agent who's come in here and screwed this thing up. And I just want to get all the stuff behind us. And I think you do have to look at Ryan straightforward on this deal and not all lay it at Lon's feet. But Ryan's got to be held accountable on this. It just... Look, I loved his dad as a writer and an on-air thing, and Ryan may be ahead of his time. I'm not going to sit here today and say he deserves to be fired today. But at the end of the year, if Robert's just content with somebody who's not pushed through, his track record's been very uneven, I think. It's great he got a draft pick for Markieff, okay?
Right.
And I actually think Markieff has some talent. I just think he's a buckethead. And I don't want bucketheads on my team. But I do think there comes a point of, you know what, for both sides, let's just move on. And he may go on and do well elsewhere. I'm getting to that point with him where if you're going to bottom out, please bring in somebody like Jerry West. I'm not going to say Jerry West would come here. Please bring in a front office executive that's not an analytics guy like Daryl Morey, who's got a disaster on his hands in Houston. But somebody that's got a real strong basketball IQ and name that the fans can look at and say, okay, there is credibility here like we've not seen. Like when Tony La Russa came here, there was no question the Diamondbacks had it going the right direction. And you just don't find those guys on trees. I get it, Paula, but don't you believe this organization has to have a shot of front office credibility that they don't have right now?
Yeah, I'm not tapped enough into this to say for sure, but I'm pretty much believe what Ryan does here with his next couple moves in the draft will sort of determine what happens with him. I think if something would have happened with Ryan, it probably would have happened by now. But they may want to, there's some good people they could kind of bring in, whether it's someone to sort of replace what Lon was doing, someone more in charge of personnel or whatever, where Ryan can still keep his job. That may be the direction they go with it.
But here's the thing on that. I'm hearing you say this, and Paula, do you trust Ryan McDonough with such a valuable piece of property as a high lottery pick, as it appears? That's the question.
I you know what? I do, because I think his talent analysis is pretty good. I mean, I think his scouting and all that stuff is pretty good. I think, a lot of the reasons the whole Markieff thing went south was poor communication. I think, whether you think that the Suns owed it to talk to them or not, I think it could have been handled better. And I know that one of the things I've been hearing from people who are friends with players, including this executive I talked about, is that there is no respect for the front office right now on that team, and that goes to the fact that they don't respect the sort of Ryan McDonoughs and Lon Babbies that have been there.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't necessarily think he has to go, but I definitely think bringing in someone to compliment him who might have won a better relationship with players and is also obviously good in the personnel department might be the way to go. But that's just me.
No, it's just you.
And happy birthday, by the way, before I forget. Not to change the subject.
No, it's I know. I've just, on my birthday, it's National Margarita Day. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard on your show. Yeah, that's very exciting, actually.
Yeah, I wish I were doing National Margarita Day right about now. I'm in one of those modes today, by the way, where I'm just all over the place. Because
that's all right.
You only turned 51 once, right?
So. Exactly. Exactly.
The combine this week. So I'm not all that high or that low off it because the Cardinals picked so late. But I am high on it from this standpoint. Because Steve has done such a great job in finding the J.J. Nelsons and John Browns and David Johnsons, and that's all been documented here in town. To me, how he goes about his business is just fascinating. Is the combine still something for you? Because you and I have seen the combine for years and years. This may be my first time going to do shows there. I've never done shows there, but what do you think on the combine?
I've loved the combine. I mean, I've never covered it, but I like the information that comes out of it. I like how it's turned into a made-for-TV event, which it never was before.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what sort of some of the locals that are going to be there, local schools, what happens. And I'm a big fan of the measurables. I don't think you base your decision-making on it, but it always intrigues me who's fastest, who could jump the highest, when you start hearing about Wunderlich and stuff like that. That stuff fascinates me. So, it'll be interesting for you seeing a bunch of guys kind of, don't they stand around in their underwear and get measured and all that kind of stuff in addition to the field stuff? I don't know. It should be interesting.
You were at the Coyotes game the other night. Why?
Because they're, you know what, I feel like they could be on to something here if they can get this rest of the season figured out. And I love hockey and I like the atmosphere. I love going to those games. I just wish they were good and relevant, you know. And I think something will happen with the stadium soon, too. So just kind of want to stay on top of it. You know, I think I'm not one of those who believes that the Coyotes can't succeed here.
No, I'm right there with you.
I believe they can't. I just feel like they've never had the opportunity, you know. I mean, the stability thing has been such an issue for so long, and are they going to stay? Are they going to go? And then there's not been the financial help they've needed, although that started to turn around. So I just feel like maybe there's a positive spin on this team finally.
No, I'm in agreement with you. I wish they weren't 56 miles, and I'm not making that number up.
No, I know. Yeah,
56 miles from my house, door to door. 56
right.
miles. And so when the people back in the day were talking about how great the West Side is going to be, and I don't need them to be 5 miles from my house, but where Chase Field was built and in downtown would have been ideal. There's a luncheon today. Are you going to this luncheon over at ASU today? Because I'm hearing
I am, yes.
Yeah, so you and I have lunch together. Or if you don't want to sit with me, fine. But but I hear there's going to be some stuff there about the stadium deal with the Coyotes and ASU. So,
maybe
with, right. with the two of them.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's significant. And the truth is, when I go to Coyotes games, unless I'm working, if I'm just going for fun, I go on weekends because I don't want to deal with the drive. And I live a lot closer than you do to it, but the freeways are awful at that time.
Yeah. I think we should do a town hall. I think we should.
Yeah.
I think you and I should sit on bar stools and, you know, whoever you want to bring along for fun and talk about, because there's a tsunami coming in the way of stadium development here in the Valley.
Right.
It's a tsunami that in the next few, and today may be ASU trying to get out in front of everybody on it, but there's a tsunami coming with the Diamondbacks and the Coyotes and the Suns and ASU basketball that we've never seen all happen in the span of a few months and years. And it's percolating below the surface. And it's probably time, because I think fans would really like to do something, you know, have some people talk about it. So just an
absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely. I agree. It's an interesting and exciting time and a lot of changes for a lot of these teams.
All right. Thanks for your visit. And thanks for just being you. So.
Oh, thanks, Brad. And happy birthday. And I'll have a margarita.
Let's have one over at ASU.
When I have it.
I have like six of them at this event. Hey, Ray, come on over. How's it going?
Yeah, come on.
See you later.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a bit.
All right. There is Paula Bovin, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist. Most importantly, my friend. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. It is National Margarita Day. It is, I'm 51. I should have had 51 margaritas. Maybe we could do that next year. National Margarita Day, Brad's going to do one for every, that would be great, wouldn't it? We could do that, like 52 of them. Eric was not the producer for me when I got hammered on the air to help the police department of Mesa out.
I remember when you did that, but no, I was not your producer.
No. And I was told by my pastor, don't ever do that again, but he's not my pastor anymore, so I could go do it. So, sports360az.com, we're back with, I got to get to Daytona, we'll do that next. Tonight, the Coyotes play at Washington. I bring this up because it's Ovechkin. There are a few guys that I will sit and stop and watch, but Ovechkin is one of those on the ice. It's at like a 4:30 or 5 o'clock faceoff today.
And I'll give you one guess who has the most difficult remaining schedule in all the NHL.
Coyotes?
Correct.
Well, I'm pleased with where they are this year.
Of course.
I would agree with Paula. Have you been?
I've been to two games this year.
Yeah, I've been to two as well. But I've watched more this year because it's not like, well, part of it is our football show's on afterwards, and I don't like it when they're losing 6-0 like years past. It's like, we have a great show that nobody's going to see tonight because the team in front of us stinks.
You can only do what you can do.
You can only control what you can control, right. So they have Ovechkin. Don Mattingly came out in the Marlins camp and said he's not allowing any facial hair. So, I don't know. I mean, I used to like these types of stories, but as years have gone on, is that just like an intolerance? Like, are you just... You're telling millennials that you can't do something.
Exactly. And people wonder why other people don't like baseball. It's like things like this.
Like,
just let them be who they are. Please.
When we watch the Mets, okay, and DeGrom is out there and his hair's flying everywhere, it's great to watch, right? And if you're millennials are artists. It's not that dudes like me or even you, we're not artists. It's just you've got to allow freedom and flexibility. You just have to.
Be like if Steve Kerr sat down Anderson Varejao when he arrives at the Warriors practice facility, which he will if he hasn't already.
Yeah.
Says, you know, Anderson, we're going to need you to cut your hair.
What is the point? Because that goes back to being humble. Like, I'm sure that Steve Kerr has to have rules, okay? So Steve Kerr looks at a guy like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and says, okay, we have rules here. They have to be a good fit. If they're not a good fit, then we're going to blow them out of here. And there may not be the most talented guys that are surrounding those two, but they all have to work together. It doesn't matter if it's this business. If we don't have a good fit in this business, then we blow them out. That's how it works. And we've only had to do that once. And I feel like that in sports, when you start laying down at spring training and we can't have any facial hair, that sounds very much like a 50-year-old saying, get off my lawn. I'm going to get through to you, but I've got to do it through your personal grooming habits. So if you have a slob on your team, and maybe it's one of those things where Don Mattingly, who, I don't know, he had facial hair when he played. He had a pretty distinguished mustache. Like telling Raleigh Fingers, hey, you can't pitch, shave that thing off, right? If Paul Goldschmidt decided to grow facial hair, is he suddenly going to become a guy within the Diamondbacks clubhouse that's going to be a pain in the ass? I don't think so. I mean, you see these stories and you're just like, come on. This really isn't that hard. I'm not the one that gave Giancarlo $330 million. Is that what you have to do to reel him in? Now, the Indy 500 yesterday... I've said this before. I love sitting with drivers. Eric would go crazy if I had drivers on this show all the time because you think all you're doing is talking about making left-hand turns. That's what the guys who don't watch racing will say. And I'm not going to pretend I'm the most knowledgeable race guy, but I really like sitting with somebody and say, how fast is too fast? And they go for minutes. Because 240 is not too fast or 230 is not too fast. Well, to me, 90 is too fast. And they're doing almost three times that going around tracks. So I watched some yesterday. I didn't watch the whole race start to finish, but I saw the finish. It's one of those great things about sports is you flip over there and you see 15 laps remaining. Oh, I think I'm going to hang in there. I think I'm going to stick with this. And you have Denny Hamlin. You have Martin Truex. I'm not rooting for one driver over another. I'm not that guy. My wife's sister is that girl. They like to go to races to watch a certain guy cheer as he's driving around. That's not my thing. But as you can see by the stands, there's hundreds of thousands of people in great ratings. And it was a photo finish, and Denny Hamlin wins by 0.1 seconds. 0.1 seconds is what he comes away with the win. And Truex thought that he won too because it was so close. And there is something to that when you watch the Olympic Games this summer and it's the 100-meter dash. And if you have an ending just like this, where you've got to look back and it's that close, and there's that much prestige on the line, yeah, you're Martin Truex. You're going to be bitter. I get that. That was great. That was great. And that's why we love what we do. All right, so tonight we have the Clippers playing the Suns tonight. We think we know how that's going to go. We have the Coyotes playing Ovechkin tonight. I would love to see the Capitals have 90 points. They're really good. And they're the top scoring team in the NHL. They're the top power play team in the NHL. Everything points towards the Coyotes getting worked over and crushed tonight. But I'm going to watch some of that, even on my birthday. And it's National Margarita Day, just in case you haven't figured that out for the 10th time in this hour. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports, in all seriousness. There's plenty of content up on our website at sports360AZ.com. High school, college pro, pro college, high school. Later this week, we'll be at the Combine in Indianapolis. On Friday, we debut Brad Sussmat Baseball AZ. And, of course, we have our Brad Sussmat Football AZ show on Fox Sports as well. Thanks for being with us.